The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9.
Okay, you know what? There's one thing about people trying to get something done for themselves, mm-hmm. and going through it and checking everything out. Okay, let's make this clear right up front before we even phone the recipient of today's first wish. These people checked out the people they were dealing with.
Yeah, they did everything right.
They ran all the checks. Mm-hmm. They found out as much as they could. And they still got scammed. And there's one thing about being scammed. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the first point, yes. Right? One thing about being scammed. It's one other thing, scamming elderly people.
It's disgusting.
And there's a third thing about scamming elderly people at this time of the year.
I know.
It's absolutely disgusting.
How do you sleep at night?
I don't know.
And now what he's done, this particular person, has taken away the recipient's ability to sleep at night themselves.
Yeah.
Because they're sitting there panicking about what's happened.
Let's get hold of the lady involved here, because it's her and her husband. And this was sent in by their daughter. Love the way she started the mail. I'm typing this mail with a hopeful heart and tears in my eyes.
Hello?
Evelyn.
Yes.
Good morning. It's Jeremy Mansfield calling from Hot 91.9. How are you, my love?
I'm fine, and you, Jeremy?
I'm good, thank you. Evelyn, we got an email from Bianca, your daughter. And she told us about the situation with your motor car.
Yes.
What happened there? Because we're just disgusted by the fact that you were scammed.
Yes, definitely we were.
Just give us a brief background detail on it.
We've been having problems with our car since the 3rd of December.
Yeah.
My husband's engine, he keeps on skimming the head of the engine,
yeah.
You know, of the cylinder head.
Yeah.
He keeps on scheming it, and you know, it's a waste of money. So he thought, well, you know, it's December, he's going to get his bonus, and he's going to take his whole bonus, and he's going to try and get a new engine, which we found different places, and we looked onto Google. I was the one that went onto Google, and Jeremy, you know what, they were so classy with their work and everything. I really thought they're top guys, well, as it was on Google.
Yeah.
Then, they came here, and they, I'm so mixed up. I don't know where to start. It's such a long story. And, they said they can't get a 1400, and this Sentra 1400i engine, a 1600 should fit. But they're just going to use my husband's engine. They're just going to put the parts in there.
Okay, so carry on. So they arrived, and everything looked legit.
Yeah,
And then it all just fell apart.
Yeah, then they took my husband's car away, yeah. And you know what, Jeremy, I had this gut feeling on my stomach, you know. Should I let him take the car or shouldn't I? Because you hear of this, and if there's one person that is wise on things like this, is me. And we were so fed up with this car that's given us hassles all the time. You know, it's the first Christmas that we haven't even started doing our shopping yet. We have been stranded with our transport. You phone an Uber, and that costs, a lot. So, yeah, and it costs us for phone calls that we phone them. You know, how far are you with my husband's call? No, we're almost done. You know, promise. And I said to my husband, you know what? They've taken our car over the border. They've taken our money, and you're never going to see them again. And I just went, I cried for the whole week. I couldn't eat, I couldn't do anything. Then Friday they brought the car back. Mm-hmm. And my husband, luckily, he said, you know, I want to take the car for the test drive. We took it for the test drive, and it was just the same. There was no pulling power, nothing. We brought the car back. They stood outside here, our carport. My husband said, look, Charles, you know, we paid you a lot of money, $8,500. You can't even show us the invoice. You can't even show us the receipt. And he just stood there. He didn't even answer my husband. He couldn't even answer my husband. I mean, so that already, it just comes to show we've been ripped off completely. And then it cost my husband another $2,000 to give him. And then he promised my husband that he would come on Sunday morning, about 2 weeks ago, a week ago, to come and put the clutch plates and pressure plates in, which he never did. He had another a lot of excuses as well.
So basically, you're sitting with a car that is not, it's not functioning. And you've lost the money. Your husband has paid his old bonus out to try and sort this out.
And not just that, when you got the car back, they'd stolen from the car itself. That's what Bianca said.
Exactly, Sam, because, you know, we don't know what parts they put into the engine. They didn't even scheme the head, because when the motor mechanic now that we got, he took the cylinder head off. He said this head wasn't schemed. So it looks like they basically just put it in and put the old parts in as well.
Evelyn, I can hear you, Avus. I can hear it.
And you know what's given me as well?
Deservedly so.
What happened as well, Evelyn?
And my husband went just yesterday to go and buy a petrol pump, thinking, well, it's a petrol pump. And he paid $500 for that. And he bought a Moby Quartz, getting, I'm sure, you know what that is. You know, thinking now, well, it's a Moby Quartz, because every time the motor mechanic that we got now, you know, like it puts, you know, petrol, you know, then those things come up. And my husband didn't really like that. So that was now also, I think it was about 462 rand, those things. So now the car's standing in the garage. And yeah, that's it.
Okay, Evelyn, that's it.
Excuse me.
That's it. We're going to sort this problem out. We have got the mechanic. Hot Cares has come on board here, and we are going to sort this out. We've got the mechanic lined up, who is going to be coming around, and he's going to sort out your car once and for all and fix this thing and make sure that it's back on the road. Okay. That is the first thing. We'll cover the cost of all of that. Okay. We going to get that done, so you've got your car back. Okay.
And Evelyn,
the other thing is, we've done the maths on what it's cost so far, and I think our maths is right. Yeah. Our maths comes to 14,660 rand that you've spent on this car so far.
Yes.
So we're going to give you that money back.
I don't want to say. That would never happen to us.
Yeah, it shouldn't. You know what? This shouldn't have happened in the first place, Evelyn. That's what made us so cross. This should never have happened in the first place. As I was saying to Sam earlier, it's one thing people scamming people. It's another thing people scamming old people. And it's a third thing people scamming old people at this time of the year. So, we'll sort that all out for you, my angel. Okay?
Thanks very much, Jeremy. Thanks very much. Thank you so much. I wish I could just hug you.
No. Hug Bianca.
No, hug Bianca. Hug Bianca. She told us all about it.
Okay, Evelyn.
Okay, thanks, Jeremy.
It's a pleasure, thanks, my Sam. Darling. Have a wonderful Christmas. Give Robert a kiss for us and give Bianca a big hug, love.
And I love you both very much.
Oh, Evelyn, and we love you back. Too. Okay.
Thank you.
Now go and
thank
make a
you.
Cup of tea.
A strong
okay.
Thank sugar.
You. Okay,
oh, Evelyn.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh. There you go. Another Christmas wish has just come true.
The Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9. Oh, oh, oh.